This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Thanks for joining this week's radio show, which of course is the final word in small business. For all those keeping track, this is now show number 396, and this episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, I never get tired of telling entrepreneurial success stories where that entrepreneur had a personal pain, created a product, and then sold a truckload to Walmart. We got a great one coming up here on this show. Also, we've all heard about the shocking news of the UK leaving the EU. But what effect is it going to have on U.S. small businesses? Plus, connecting with customers has never been easier. And on today's show, we're going to show you how to do that on a very low marketing budget. But first, I find that one of the most difficult things to achieve in business life today is actually something that's incredibly simple, which is silence. It's especially hard in this 24/7 internet, smartphone connected world where I find there's always some noise or notification coming at us. I cherish those moments, especially at night when there's just silence. Is silence missing from your business life and actually holding you back? Here to help is Michael Linenberger. He's held major roles in the field of information technology and business management for over 20 years. He's a former vice president at the management consulting firm Accenture. Prior to that, he worked as head of technology at the U.S. Peace Corps. He's an expert managing work tasks and communication. He's written 7 books on workday productivity, among them several bestsellers. For more than 40 years, Michael has been interested in development of consciousness. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, the book is called Simple Awakening. Tell us about the title and how you came up with it.
Yeah, so, you know, the key here is silence. You said it first. The key here is gaining silence in your life so that you can bring back those intuitional moments that successful business people have. Bring those back so that they're almost an all-time reality. And I call that awakening. I call it simple awakening. You know, and it's not that different from what you hear out there about the word awakening in the spiritual world, except that it's not really. I think that whole title and that whole discussion is misleading. I think it's not a big cosmic breakthrough. It's just that you realize your inner silence, who you really are. It becomes to guide your life. You become more successful in business. You become happier. You don't have so many unsuccessful circumstances. It's really a removal of the complexity that we all throw at our life. Life becomes simpler, easier, and more rewarding. And it's all spontaneous. That's what I call simple awakening.
Michael, what we're asking really small business owners is almost impossible because especially today, things are constantly coming at us all the time. There's almost no downtime. Where do you start?
Yeah, well, you know, for me, it was a spontaneous thing. I had meditated years ago, almost 40 years ago, and then stopped when I got really busy in the business world. And then one day I was sitting at a Thanksgiving dinner and sat to close my eyes to say a quiet grace. And, you know, I'm not a particularly religious person. I just did it because everybody else did it. And suddenly all the silence came in, just really, really deep silence. I said, whoa, this is something important. So I started taking periods of silence afterwards. And every time I did, there was this deep, profound silence that came in. And that, I think, is the key. You just kind of have to sit out, you know, maybe go out in nature if you like fishing or whatever. Get in some quiet places and make it a priority to experience silence. And it'll help guide your life and it'll balance that constant noise that we all have in the business world.
So I just want to make it clear, this isn't really meditation where I'm sitting in a lotus pose, right? It's just to go out there where there's nothing coming at you.
Well, yeah, I think the meditation movement helped get people into the whole idea of silence, but I think they got confused and got it all mixed up with Eastern religions. I totally believe that there is a tremendous amount of value if all you do is sit down and close your eyes and let the silence come in. Obviously, you're going to get lost in thoughts. Obviously, you're going to go off and think of things. And then just when you do, just say to yourself, you know, I'm here to sit quietly. Let's just sit quietly and see what happens. That alone, what I just described, is as powerful as any other meditation out there. Just take, 10, 15 minutes a day. And it's amazing the guidance that will give you because it calms things down so you can think more clearly again when you come out and get into activity again.
Now, would you say that most Americans really are, in fact, addicted to noise, that they are afraid of having any kind of silence because there's nothing to do?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's so true. I mean, you know, the problem is that I think we're all afraid of silence because we fear that we're going to have to face our demons if we don't constantly distract ourselves. And that is true to a certain extent. When you first start taking some silence a couple times a day, you do kind of fall into, okay, what did I do wrong? What did I do? What needs to be fixed? But you get past that, and that's the thing. You just got to take a little time and get past that, and you'll get past it. And it's a good exercise. It's a good exercise to face your demons every so often. That'll happen in the first sessions, and you know, for a while, and then you kind of face your own realities, and then you move on, and you can enjoy that silence and really allow it to bring you some stability that is so useful to every aspect of your day.
We're talking with Michael Linenberger. He's the author of a book called Simple Awakening. Michael, the other thing I find really interesting is that when you do have these silence, you basically can rest your mind, and then you can become more creative, and all these connections that you never had before can really start flowing in.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. In fact, what I say happens is that, I believe that we all have a constant stream of internal, accurate guidance, intuition, you know, common sense that comes to us if we quiet things down a little bit and can listen to it. But we're all so noisy. You know, our lives are so noisy, our businesses, our family, and we're trying to distract ourselves all the time because when it gets quiet for a second, we think there's something wrong, and so we turn to our smartphones or turn the radio on. And I'd say, you know, stop doing that for at least a little bit each day. And you're right. You start to make connections. You start to pull things together in a spontaneous way. It's not like you have to force yourself to do that. It's just things start to reorganize themselves in that quietness. That's a really good thing. It's a really good thing. You gain a lot of – I think there's a ton of internal guidance that will flow to you all the time if you just allow it to come in. It's not magical. It's not, you know, spiritual. It's just – pure common sense that we know how to guide ourselves if we give ourselves a chance, and we'll quiet down a little bit to listen to it.
Now, what I always say time and time in this show, you know, it's hard to get unstuck, and it really starts with the first step. What are the first steps that you would recommend that people listening to this show would take to really get some more silence in their life and try to experience this simple awakening?
What I would tell people is to find someplace quiet. So, you know, for many people, the only way to do that is to get out of nature because there's too many distractions in the home. They don't have a quiet room, or there's so many things in the room that distract them. I love nature as a starting point, you know, and so if everybody knows how to do that if they can drive a little bit to some nature, or maybe they've got a nice backyard. Find some quiet nature, or, you know, a quiet room if you can't find nature, and then, you know, slow down, just kind of take it all in. Nature's amazing that it has built-in silence, and, you know, even at the noisy seashore, there's all the silence in between the waves. And just take it all in, let it kind of soak into your being and your body, and then eventually close your eyes and feel that silence. Feel it. Let it flow in, and there will definitely be tons of thoughts come in. You know, everybody complains about meditation, tons of thoughts. Don't worry about it. That's natural. Just allow the silent moments between those thoughts. You may not even notice them, but trust me, they're there. Let them come in, and they'll slowly build in the background of your awareness behind your thoughts. And even if you don't feel profound success immediately, there is silence growing, and you will get more and more guidance if you do this for a couple minutes every day.
And, Michael, this to get started, I don't think this has to be a big production. I say people, all right, try it for 5 seconds the first day and see how that goes. And if that goes then try it for 10 seconds, but really start off something small, and eventually you'll notice the silences, and you'll notice how good that it really does feel to really, you know, leave your cell phone, leave your smartphone, leave the internet, and just kind of be.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the pieces of advice I give is do it sitting up in a chair. If you do it laying down, within, you know, a minute, you're going to start to drift off into sleep. Something about sitting up gives you more of a natural wakefulness that will keep you alert while you're doing the silence. You want to be awake when you do this. Although if sleep moves in when you're sitting up, then that probably means you've got some sleep deficit. And what some people happen to some people is they find that after, you know, the first 5 or 10 sessions, they do fall asleep sitting up. And I said, fine, you know, apparently you need it. Go ahead, just do it. Set a little aside, and after time, you know, 5 or 10 times, you'll work off that sleep deficit. And then you'll have that clarity, and it's worth it. It is worth it. It's funny how, you know, I tell this to people, and they go, you know, I don't have time for this, or I'll just fall asleep, or I'll just, you know, and it may take a couple times, but you'll get past it, and you'll see the results. You really will.
You know, when people say they don't have time for this, I always keep thinking that's a cop-out because we have time for everything. Maybe if you don't check your email 100 times a day, right? Maybe you don't check for your Facebook updates 50 times a day. There might be a little more time for the silence to seep in to your workday.
Well, you know, that's such a good point because my business, the part that I make money on, my business is workday management and time management and email management. And what I find people doing is most of their day they're spinning their wheels on low priority actions, and they're not spending most of their time on high priority actions. And if you focus on the high priority ones, of course you'll make more time in your day by doing that. And I'd say the same thing's true with silence. When you take silence, what happens is you get this inner guidance that will lead you to your highest priority actions after you come out and start acting again. So it's actually, you come out ahead because you end up with more time in your day because you're doing the right things first because you're working from that inner guidance.
Absolutely.
You naturally have it, you'll just hear it.
Michael, I got to cut you off. Michael, thanks so much. The title of the book is called Simple Awakening. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks a lot.
AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Mary DeBadges with a look at your roadways. Traveling on Chicago's southwest side, crews still have Central Avenue completely shut down between 47th Street and Central Avenue. All of that as they're out there investigating a much earlier motorcycle crash with injuries. And related to that same accident, on the Stevenson, both inbound and out, the ramps to and from Central Avenue are also closed. Now, the Edens and the Kennedy are rolling along just fine. The Southside Expressways are in excellent shape. No complaints on any of Illinois' tollways. Lakeshore Drive, wide open. Roadways in and out of Northwest Indiana, check in clear. Today, partly cloudy, high 79. For Monday, warmer, mostly sunny, high 85. Currently, partly cloudy and 67 downtown. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You know, the world didn't stop while you slept. Get the first look at what's happening around the world and here at home.
Scene of a plane crash in the remote French Alps.
With Don't This Morning with Gordon
Bruce
Deal.
Told CNN that he will follow the text of the law.
It's the breaking news and business information you'll need to start your day.
Here now with a look at some of the stories we're following.
Each weekday morning, starting at 4, right before Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
There once was a boy wizard whose name was Larry Smarter.
Larry, why weren't you in Professor Dinky Doodle's mythical creature classification class?
Well, I'm taking Algebra 2 in a foreign language.
Oh, so you can talk to unicorns?
Not exactly, unless they're French.
Larry wanted to go to college, so he visited knowhowtogo.org to find the classes he really needed. Getting into college doesn't happen magically. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, the campfire's out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. It's still smoking.
No, close enough.
Come on, Dad, do your homework. If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave.
I knew that.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference.
Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, Dr. Philip Kotler literally wrote the book on marketing. His newest book is called Confronting Capitalism, Real Solutions for a Troubled Economic System. He's the S.C. Johnson and Son Distinguished Professor of International Marketing at my alma mater, Kellogg School of Management, Northwestern University. Although best known as a marketing guru, Dr. Kotler is a classically trained economist who did his master's studies at the University of Chicago under Milton Friedman, the famed Nobel laureate and free market evangelist, before moving to MIT to pursue a PhD under Paul Samuelson and Robert Solo, two Nobel Prize-winning Keynesian economists. Dr. Kotler, welcome to the show.
Barry, thank you for inviting me. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
So Winston Churchill said that democracy is the worst form of government except for all the other forms that have been tried. Can the same now be said of capitalism?
Yes, it could be, because there's a number of problems that in the implementation of capitalism that have occurred, and that's the reason I wrote a whole book called Confronting Capitalism. But let me put my position out very clearly. I love capitalism. I think it's the best system. It is absolutely the best system for creating just tons and tons of goods and services. So on the supply side, capitalism works beautifully. On the demand side, a lot of those goods that are produced may just sit around in inventory, and you can see it in shopping centers, you can see it in auto dealerships, and the question is, you need demand to match supply.
Right, right.
All right, so what do we do to get demand? We have people, we use marketing. Marketing is the engine of capitalism to get demand to match supply. However, if people don't have enough money, it's not easy to buy things. So the one answer is, yes, go into debt. Borrow the money, charge it to your credit card, buy now, pay later. And that's what makes capitalism work. But there's a real problem there, as you know.
And so you list out 14 different shortcomings and possible solutions. What's at the top of your list?
On the top of my list is the problem of the growing income disparity and wealth disparity. I'm not in favor of taxing the rich, but let's put it this way. When one guy takes home $465 million for 1 year of work, and another guy is getting $7.45 at McDonald's for real hard work, too, something's wrong. So there's a few things we could do to improve the situation for everyone.
So what solutions propose?
I would close loopholes. First thing I would do is I would take issue with the capital gains tax, which is at 15%. I think it's moved up a little bit.
The 20% now, yes.
Yeah, and this is money earned not by working. It's money being earned from money. You know, the old days was you made goods and services and you got rewarded. Now, here's the thing. Most rich people put their money in capital gains, and they end up paying 15% or so on their income. I'd put it back to the normal income level they have. So if they're already getting in $200,000 a year or something, let them pay taxes for that.
So, Dr. Kotler, how does all of this really hurt capitalism? Why is the disparity bad, or why is it not just an offshoot of capitalism and let it go the way it goes?
Well, that's a good question, Barry. Here's the thing. Let's ask, how are executive pay levels established? Well, they're done it in a free market. You're absolutely right. A company needs a new guy. It could be a small business or a large business, whatever. And they go out and try to find a guy who's talented to run the company. Now, when they come to setting the pay, they ask, what are guys like that being paid? So they use not what is the job really is worth, but rather what is the pay level, and they feel that's the competitive approach. I would say that the people who have the industry, own the industry, who recommend what you pay new guys for top executive positions, it's in their interest to get that to be as high a salary as possible, both for the sake of the guy they want to hire and for the return they get in helping find people who will work at that salary level. So I think there's a little rigging going on here.
We're talking with Dr. Philip Kotler. As I said, he literally wrote the book on marketing. He's got a new book out. It's called Confronting Capitalism, Real Solutions for a Troubled Economy. Dr. Kotler, what's been in the news lately is this debate on raising the minimum wage. We see people going on protests in McDonald's. Where do you stand on that, and how does that affect capitalism?
I think that that's another strong point I would make, that way that incomes are not livable. Most people don't have livable wages. Now, I know that the argument is that if we force McDonald's and Walmart to pay more than they're paying now, they may go to technology that will replace the need for live people to do the work. They'll use machines and robots instead. And also some smaller businesses, maybe small restaurants, might not be able to afford this. And either they'll raise their price, and maybe that will stick, or they will go out of business. So I know there are issues, and they have to be discussed openly. But the fact is, the studies don't show where raising wages, minimum wages, have led to mass unemployment or big failures of small businesses.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, surprisingly, a lot of people, I'm in favor of raising minimum wage because I believe that we're not paying minimum wages. These people then go for government assistance. So in a way, we're almost subsidizing corporate profits. What do you think?
Yeah, actually, let's just talk about food stamps. Food stamps are being paid for by taxpayers, by you and me. And that's because the companies employing these people aren't paying what I would consider a fair share. Look, productivity in a lot of these businesses go up. And then you say, well, how are all the stakeholders sharing the gains in productivity? Well, most of the gains, I would say about 80 or 90% of the gain from great leaps in productivity have gone to the rich and have not gone down to the average Joe. And as a matter of fact, the average Joe today is earning in real terms about 10 to 20% less than he earned in 1970.
Absolutely. If that real Joe can get a job, one of the points you make in the book is that can we ever really turn to a more job-abundant society with capitalism? Can capitalism really produce that many jobs anymore?
You know, I'm worried, along with so many other people, about the future supply of jobs in the face of automation. Here's the real question. Automation is going to continue, and it's going to kill a number of jobs in very standard industries. But the new industries that will come about will also create jobs. Well, maybe they balance each other. However, the new jobs in the new industries are not labor-intensive. It's not like putting a factory with 5,000 workers in it. So the real problem is we're going to have a real problem of supplying enough jobs in the future.
Well, for a long time, you know, the government, Dr. Kotler, has been waging this war on poverty, but it doesn't seem like we're really winning. What's your thoughts on that?
Our poverty level now is about 15%, and that's kind of embarrassing for a rich country. Capitalism does not really deal with the problem of the extreme poor, and the reason is capitalism is about people who have money and trying to get them to spend it on cars and furniture and other things. The poor don't have money. So the point is that capitalism has to go around itself and provide work and solutions to the problem of poverty that is not going to be generated within the system of capitalism. It's going to come from government assistance and benefit programs.
And what's your thoughts on people now more and more going out and creating their own small business? Now they don't necessarily have to be tied to their job, you know, for health insurance. Is that good for the economy?
Wonderful for the economy. I think one of the salvation factors will be entrepreneurship and innovation. I'm at Northwestern University in the Kellogg School of Business, and I see that about 30% of our students who've been offered jobs with IBM, P&G, I mean dream jobs, are saying no. The others are saying yes, but 30% say, I want to run my own business. And I think, and I know your program deals with small businesses and other things like that, that's a great thing. And we have Howard Tellman and a bunch of people in Chicago doing a great job of stimulating entrepreneurship.
Yeah, with 1871. Well, Dr. Kotler, thanks for being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you? Why don't you give us your website?
Yes, it's pkotler.org. PKOTLER.org, or they can reach me at pkotler at AOL.com.
Well, Dr. Kotler, thank you for so many years ago of writing the book that defined marketing and about talking about this new subject confronting capitalism. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Barry. Good luck.
So how confident are you about what's coming next for your business? We're going to take a look at the Small Business Index. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
No, you have absolutely no chance of winning the lotto, and you buy the ticket anyway.
The Dave Ramsey Show.
You are 27 times more likely to be killed in a car wreck driving to the market 1 mile than to buy the winning ticket when you get there. That's how bad the statistical evidence is on it, which makes you mathematically challenged. The lotto ticket is a tax on people who can't do math.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights starting at 7, presented by Wintrust Community Bank on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. New York's mayor says an explosion that injured 29 people in Manhattan was intentional, but he's not ready to call it terrorism. This woman was there last night.
I heard boom, boom, and everything started shaking, and there was big mounds of smoke, and people started running.
Police found a second device 4 blocks away.
There's an investigation underway and a substantial NYPD presence on that street, and that street has been cleared as this investigation continues.
Mayor Bill de Blasio, the second device is a pressure cooker, like ones used in the marathon, the Boston Marathon. And a bus carrying a high school football team crashes in North Carolina, killing 4 and injuring more than 40. It appears the bus blew a tire yesterday. The team was from Rock Hill, South Carolina. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Mary DeBadges with a look at your traffic on Chicago's southwest side. Central remains shut north and south between 47th and the Stevenson Expressway due to an earlier accident with injuries involving a motorcycle. And due to that same accident, all ramps are closed in both directions on the Stevenson to and from Central. The rest of the expressways and tollways are all trouble-free. And Lakeshore Drive, by the way, is wide open. This report is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains and 30% on painting supplies September 16th through the 19th. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For today, partly cloudy skies and a high of 79. Monday, warmer, mostly sunny, high of 85. Currently partly cloudy and 67 degrees in Chicago. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-9600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
A couple years ago, I had a severe accident which disabled my right hand and caused chronic pain. I did not want to deal with the side effects of pain meds. There is absolutely no reason to suffer. There are ways to find a solution and get off the drugs. I definitely believe Dr. Candido found that for me, and immediately, you know, he sat down with me, really wanted to find the source of the pain and really fix me. And, you know, I've seen many doctors in my lifetime, obviously with this accident, but I have to say Dr. Kenneth Candido, he cares about me. It's changed my life. Absolutely would recommend Dr. Kenneth Candido. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
This is Ken Candido of Chicago Anesthesia Pain Specialists. If you or someone you love or someone you know has chronic pain, contact us. Treating chronic pain issues is what we do. We can make it better. Get an appointment and let's talk. MyPainChicago.com, MyPainChicago.com. All the info is available at MyPainChicago.com. Let's make you pain-free.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, the Brexit vote really blindsided many small business owners in the UK, but what impact will the UK leaving the EU have on US small businesses? Here to help is Alec Wenso. He's the Chief Executive Officer of CaseWise and is responsible for leading the company vision and strategic direction as well as operational excellence. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry.
All right. First of all, from your perspective, how could Brexit even happen?
Well, I guess it's an emotional, you know, decision from Europeans. You know, we've seen insecurity in Europe that did play a big part of the Brexit, where British people, but also other, you know, nationality are saying, hey, we want to become independent. We want to feel safe. And that was pretty one of the key elements that did push the Brexit. But let's again, you know, revise. The Brexit has not been approved yet, right?
Right, I mean, right. It's only a recommendation.
What has been happening, yeah, I mean, we still have, you know, the Article 50, as you know, that needs to be approved by the UK government and then by the EU. It's a very complex process. It will take at least a couple of years to be, you know, approved and in place. So short term, there is no impact for anyone yet.
But isn't uncertainty an impact in itself?
Yes, you're right. So what's going to happen, I mean, and we can see it already, the uncertainty, so which means people or organization or government are not going to invest as much or hold their investment onto the UK market because they don't know what may happen. We've seen the fluctuation of the currency, right, the pounds, and of course it's always, you know, it was great for the U.S., for example, to invest now in the U.K. because it's much cheaper.
Right.
So there is some opportunities in sort of this temporary downturn in the U.K. But you're right. Uncertainty is a big impact on the economy, on the morale of the people. You know, people don't know, you know, even British people, if you can invest in Europe, if you can stay in Europe, if you can travel in Europe. There's a lot of questions around that.
What kind of impact do you think it will be on contracts and agreements that are really not only within Europe, but between U.S. businesses and Europe?
Well, that's going to be a massive project for anyone. As I said, you know, first, the Article 50 needs to be, invoked by the EU, the UK. And as you know, once that's done, every state of the EU needs to approve it. So once that's done, it would be a lot of work for, you know, legals, you know, companies to review and adapt all the terms of the contract. Because, I mean, just to give you a few, aspects that need to be reviewed, the HR aspect, you know, you may need to require the European visa or green card or not green card to work in the UK. And vice versa, British may need some, you know, a specific documentation to work or to travel in Europe. So there will be HR new regulations, but also, as you know, EU has had a lot of very demanding regulations, such as, let's say, product quality, you know, approved by the EC, as you may, you know, recall on different products. That's a big pressure on in England. So again, if England completely walks away in 2 years, when the Article 50 is approved, they will have to review all the product, all the marketing and branding of the product, you know, they produce. They won't need this EC approved anymore.
Right.
But they will need it, still need it to sell in Europe. So it's a big headache, big headache.
So, Alex, if I'm a small business owner, I do business in the EU, I do a lot of business with the UK, what should I most worry about and how can I prepare for that?
Well, I would think and I would say, you know, recent history has taught us that in a downturn, you know, people normally sit on their hand and stop buying, stop doing anything. So don't do that. I think it's a great opportunity short term. When I say short term, I'm talking about at least 2 years. So if you're a U.S. entrepreneur working in Europe, eventually with a business in the U.K., it's great. The economy, when the pound is weaker, so you can invest more. It means your labor costs, your running costs are lower in the U.K. at the moment. And you still have access to the European market. Realistically, you know, nothing will really happen between 3 to 4 years. So don't worry about it. Do your business. Be even more, you know, entrepreneur and take more risk. I think it will really pay off in the next few years. And you will see it's not going to be as bad. We work in a global economy. Every nation need to work together. So it's just a lot of noise at the moment.
Now, are you
go ahead, Putin?
I got to ask you just one question. And do you think in the end that the UK will actually Brexit the EU?
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting question. I think even Theresa May, you know, the new prime minister, tried to say, I need to Brexit because, you know, people have voted that. As we know, 51% only has, you know, required to walk away. And I think no one really realized it may happen. So I think, yes, there will be sort of Brexit, but it's not going to be as strong. We will still share the same principle that the EU, you know, need force, you know, Britain, some of them, like, you know, free trade in Europe, because, of course, England wants to keep that. The big thing will be around, of course, the immigration. That's the only thing that may be a bit more constraining, but it will be a very light version of Brexit.
Well, Alex, I appreciate you being on the show. If you want to get in touch with Alex, go to www.casewise.com. Alex, thanks again.
Thank you, Barry.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about how to get your small business unstuck. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Mary DeBadges with a look at your roadways. Traveling on the outbound side of the Eisenhower, it's bumper to bumper from Des Plaines Avenue most of the way on out to First Avenue. Now, crews have shut down two left lanes for overnight road work, but in addition to that, there's intermittent 15-minute full lane closures, and the motorists are certainly feeling the brunt of all of that. The outbound side of the Stevenson, definitely your best bet. The inbound side and outbound side of the Stevenson, the ramps to and from Central Avenue, however, are closed, but that's all due to an accident on Chicago's southwest side, which has Central Avenue shut north and south between 47th and the Stevenson Expressway. That's all due to a motorcycle crash. Today, partly cloudy, high 79. For Monday, mostly sunny, high 85. Currently, partly cloudy skies and 67. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications.
Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he's finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Maltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number 3, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely, positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at Barry@Moltz.com. That's Barry@Moltz.com.
The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows
to a crawl.
This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at Barry@BarryMoltz.com.
Think Springfield in September. Now in our state capital, Schrenk Smoke and Gun is offering 10% off all store-owned Springfield firearms from concealed carry to 1911s through September. With the largest selection of new, used, and consignment firearms in Lake County, you'll avoid the Cook County firearm and ammo tax with just a short drive north. Plus, Schrenk's 25% off their huge knife inventory continues through September. For gunsmithing, you know you can count on family-owned Schrenk's, celebrating 52 years this month. Worth the trip. Stop in now and save 10% on store-owned Springfield firearms and 25% off knives through September. And don't forget to stock up on cigars at Schrenk's. Visit smokethenngun.org or call 847-662-4034. Schrenk Smoke and Gun in Waukegan, your family-owned gun store since 1964. That's 847-662-4034. Or online at smokethenngun.org.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
I never get tired of telling that special story of an entrepreneur that had a problem, turned it into a product, and then sold a boatload through Walmart and other large retailers. Linda Collinson has done just that. It propelled her to win Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year Award, the Maryland Blue Chip Award, the Chamber of Commerce Outstanding Small Business Achievement Award, and induction into the University of Maryland's Michael Dingman Center for Entrepreneurship. Linda, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
So tell us a little about your entrepreneurial success story.
Well, it started a long time ago when I had a son who was born who was very sick, and the doctor said he could not be cured, so I would not take no for an answer, which is kind of my temperament, don't tell me no. So I found a cure for my son. It took me about a year, and I did cure him, but I cured him with alternative treatments. And then years down the road, I started having some skin problems of my own, and I didn't want to use the cortisone creams and all these chemicals. So I started researching and finding the awful ingredients that are in skincare products that are just atrocious. The number one ingredient you find in a lot of products is mineral oil. Mineral oil clogs your pores, robs your body of vitamins, and it's in almost every moisturizer out there. So I made my kitchen my lab, started formulating products. I went to our local giant food store after doing a lot of research on how to bottle the products and finding a pharmaceutical lab to make them. Found the owner of Giant Food. Finally, he agreed to meet me, met him. He did a test on my products in the stores. It did well. So once I was in Giant Food, it helped me to keep moving, contacted Walmart, contacted Safeway. My products were in China. They were all over, but there's about 4 hours worth of what happened in between.
Right, of course. but I guess my question, Linda, to you really is, what gave you the idea that this would actually work, that a giant like Walmart would actually buy something that you create in your kitchen?
You know, I never dreamed that they would. And I with your title of your book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, that's very true. I think if you're an entrepreneur, you have to be extremely determined. And when I went to Walmart, I really did not think they were going to take my product, but I found a backdoor entrance, which was they had a Made in America program. And I said, hey, I'm Made in America. I'm an entrepreneur. I went to a meeting out there on a Saturday morning. They had a meeting with all their store managers, and David Blass, who was the head at that time of Walmart and Sam's Club, he heard me speak in the audience. I stood up, raised my hand. He listened to my story briefly, and he loved it. He says, I want to help you. They made signs, put them in their stores. It was really lucky just that I happened to be at that meeting, and he was there, and I got to speak.
And it's 100% gluten-free, right?
Yes, the Dewberry Lotion, which is dewberrylotion.com. People can ask me questions. It's gluten-free. There's no animal testing. There's a lot of there's no mineral oil in it, no harsh chemicals, and it's vegan also.
That's fantastic. So Linda, if people want to learn about your success story and really want to tap into this inspiration, I know you have a book called Don't Tell Me No. Where can they get in touch with you?
If they can get in touch with me, just go to dewberrylotion.com. You can email me through that website, or they can email me directly if you want, linda@collinson.biz. Biz is B-I-Z. I'll be happy to answer any questions anybody has.
Linda, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much.
And thanks all of you for joining this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsor, Nick Steve, and of course, our fantastic staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Shaffrin, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year in your business, you got to give me a call, and call me on my private line, 773-837-8250, or email me at barrymaltz.com. Isn't this the year that you get your business unstuck and move it forward? Remember, love everyone. Trust a few and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Great talent is the driving